Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia, the supervisor. You've requested, how may I assist you?
Yes, yes, how are you today?
I'm doing good, and yourself?
Good, thanks. Ken Raitley from Washington, Missouri, and we just got our credit card statement yesterday, and we are billed for $49.97 from your company, and I have no idea what it is.
Sure, I'd be more than happy to look into it. Just bear with me this one brief moment.
Okay.
That first and last name, along with that billing address for security purposes.
Ken Raitley, R-O-E-T-H-E-L-I, 723 Highway A, Washington, Missouri, 63090.
Thanks for that information. It shows here that there was a survey that was taken to win an iPad, not an iPad, iPhone 13. Do you not recall taking a survey for the iPhone 13?
No.
Someone in your household possibly took a survey for the iPhone 13 back in February.
I'm the only one who would have done it. And so why is this, what's the $49.97 for?
The $49.97, whomever took the survey, also did come along with a Feast Treat app, provides recipes to help cut sugars and carb cravings. We do take fraudulent charges seriously, whomever made the purchase without your authorization. IP information link us back to that exact device, or provide it to your local authorities to have whomever prosecuted. If these are charges that you've made and just do not care to pay, then you can be charged a fine due to false accusation of fraud. The charges will fall back into your account within the next 3 to 5 business days. And I do have that cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
Okay. Now, this we aren't going to get billed again next month for this, are we?
If the account is canceled, you cannot be charged, sir.
Okay. Okay. Okay, you got a number?
That's going to be C as in Charlie. 920
920
441
441 okay
387 and my apologies, but reviewing the account, it shows that it was confirmed that this order was confirmed. So it shows as if it did go through a screening system showing that it was a non-fraudulent transaction. So it was verified back in February that there was a survey that was taken expressing there was an iPad or an iPhone 13 that was entered into to win.
No, we didn't receive any of it.
Could have been like a Costco survey, Walmart. It's a survey that was taken after something was dead.
And if it was a survey, why would we have been charged for
because
it?
Because terms conditions also express that it automatically comes with an Feast Treat app that provides recipes to help cut sugars and carb cravings.
No.
But the account is canceled 24 to 48 hours for that email. The cancellation number is still the same. I do appreciate you for calling customer service.
Okay, so will this be credited on our credit card next time then? Or?
No, sir.
So we're still going to be billed for this?
It was a non-fraudulent transaction, sir.
Oh, man. So we aren't going to be getting any more if it's been canceled, right?
Right.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm sorry to have to do that, but that's what a bum deal. So, okay, well, thank you.
No problem. Thanks for calling customer service.